His now famous theory of the disintegration of aesthetic aura, footnote 93, text, was connected by Benjamin himself to the destruction of the traditional cultic fabric of natural communities and to the decline of the communal context of communicable experience. In some contexts, he welcomes this decline as the condition of possibility of a pure situation, opening up the road toward a new collective democratic art form. In other, less optimistic contexts that recall the Trauerspiels book, he may be saddened about what is lost, but he is always careful not to make even the last concession to a political mobilization of lost traditions against modernity. In this, though certainly not in all respects, Benjamin was of one mind with Marcuse, Lowenthal, Horkheimer, and Adorno. Page 209. The theory of the decline of the aura is a specific use of Weber's category of Entzauberung in the domain of art, a use that leads to the thematization of the end of art. Best known in this context is Benjamin's work of Art in the Age of the Mechanical Reproductibility, 1936. But equally important for the sake of a many-sided picture of the concept of the aura are The Storyteller, 1936, and On Some Motifs of Baudelaire, 1939. Footnote 94. Text. Two related yet distinct lines of thought emerge from these studies, and with two different cultural-political consequences. The line of thought characteristic of the work of art is determined by the struggle against the fascist utilization of tradition and by the struggle in alliance with Bertolt Brecht for a new collective political art form. This essay defines aura in several related ways. The authenticity of the non-reproductible work, unique existence in a fabric of tradition, the living relationship of a work to a religious cult, and to the phenomenon of distance that separates us not only from a natural landscape, but from all unique, total, harmonious work of art. These are the major definitions. Works with aura produce concentration, empathy, absorption, and identification in the part of the reader or audience. Modes of response that lead, according to Brecht and Benjamin, to political and aesthetic passivity. Benjamin depicts the decline of the aura primarily in terms of technological but also economic and social tendencies. The growth of technological methods of reproduction, which Benjamin deduces from the Marxian dialectic of forces and relations of production, leads to a tremendous shattering of tradition. Modern reproduction techniques produce genres without unique, authentic works and tear even the genres of the past from their traditional fabric, which was the implicit foundation of their mystery, their uniqueness. Modern mass society, that is, bourgeois or civil society, means the destruction of the social basis of religious cults, and the contemporary masses suspicious of cult and mystery tend to bring things closer to themselves, spatially and humanly, thereby abolishing aesthetic distance. Photography, the film, radio, and newspaper destroy the traditional context of auratic works and inaugurate a crisis of the traditional forms, painting, the theater, and the novel in particular. The new technological means not only make the modes of response corresponding to the old aesthetic quality obsolete, but also produce new ones. The audience of a film is distracted, is bombarded by the shock inherent in montage, and is unable to identify with actors who play, for an objective apparatus. Page 210. Benjamin, following Brecht, insists that these characteristics of film produce a distance estrangement, verfremdungseffekt, on the part of the audience that leads to a critic-active attitude toward what is seen. The audience, as a result, acting collectively and critically, has a chance to reject or to complete an intrinsically unfinished work. Footnote 95, text. To the Benjamin of the Work of Art essay, all art, all culture is necessarily functionalized. The concept of function is presented in terms of secularization thesis rather than a Marxist class analysis. In the distant past, cultic religious functions predominated. The last form of cult art is le art pour l'art, which replaces religion by the theology of art. In the age of commodification, exhibition value replaces cult value in relationship to traditional works. But in the case of the new means of mechanical reproduction, political value or political function predominates. Footnote 96, text. The urgency of this new situation lies in the possible alternative of a fascist politicization of art, which uses the remnants or traces of older quasi-cultic values to beautify reactionary politics. To Benjamin, the only answer to the fascist challenge is that politicization of art, which unites artistic production to the struggle of the workers' movement for self-consciousness. The alternative, so sharply posed in a primarily political essay that is intrinsically related to the somewhat earlier author as producer, reproduced below, and also to Brecht's Dreigroschen process, is softened in Benjamin's more scholarly contemporary work. It is essential to look at this more subtle side of his argument that was worked out primarily in the 1936 The Storyteller and after Adorno's criticism, to which we will later turn, the 1938 Some Motives in Baudelaire. Here the element of technological determinism implicit in the above argument is relativized to the extent that these essays thematize the substratum of aura that is lost. Communicable experience and community, both essays point to the destruction of genuine experience, which rests on communication, and to its replacement by formation. There can be no communication without a shared structure of meanings in a collective memory, but the movement from Gemeinschaft to Gesellschaft that capitalism completes destroys the communal basis, ritual, ceremony, festival of such memory. Where there is experience in the strict sense of the word, certain content of the individual past combined with materials of the collective past. Footnote 97, text. To Benjamin, in the absence of community, the individual is detached from a collective past. Page 211. Furthermore, the structure of perception in mass industrial society is explicitly modified by the experience of shock. Only the shielding of the personality as a relatively inaccessible unconscious protects against a superabundance of non-absorbable outside stimuli. The consequences of modern technology, urbanism, and information converge with those of the dissolution of communities during the original accumulation of capital in the destruction of experience. Benjamin relocated the decline of aura in this context of the crises of perception and experience. Redefined aura is the transposition of human relations of reciprocity, reciprocal gaze to inanimate things, works of art or nature. In the mechanical objective products of photography, film, the newspapers, and so on, we find no traces of human subjects and unaccustomed to share experience. Modern man will not find his gaze returned in traditional works or nature itself. Footnote 98. Text. The 1936 and 1939 treatments of aura, works of art versus some motifs in Baudelaire, are different in three respects. 1. The 1936 essay focuses on and rejects the authoritarian implications of the traditional cultic foundation of aura, whereas in 1939, essay and even more the storyteller stresses the communal, communicative, non-authoritarian aspects of this tradition and its nostalgic, at the very least, about its decline. 2. The new means of reproduction, the new media, are evaluated in 1936 as more or less the causes of the decline of the aura, whereas in 1939 they are interpreted only as part of an overall context that is generated by other social factors. For example, decline of community. 3. In 1936, our radic works are unambiguously presented as the context for passive reception. The new media are the terrain of the new active and collective reception of works, whereas the storyteller and some motifs in Baudelaire imply that the traditional communal context of reception was an active one and that a few works of modern art, those of Kafka, Proust, and Baudelaire, in spite of fantastic obstacle, managed to combine the very experience of the laws of aura into works implying a fabric of residual communication and the anticipation of qualitatively different society, or at least the reduction of the present one to ruins. We would like to focus only on the last point here. From the point of view of Benjamin's book on the Baroque, the thesis of which are consciously incorporated into his much later studies on Baudelaire, the attack on aura in the work of art essay is justified only by the fascist attempt to aestheticize politics in the medium of symbol and the beautiful illusion. From the same earlier point of view, the 1936 essay can be faulted, however, for not recognizing that allegorical works which renounce the ideal of beauty and present in an uncompromising and non-affirmative manner, the present as ruin and crises are not open to fascist mobilization, but are possible context of critical and active reception. Page 212. In fact, as Adorno was to show and Benjamin himself noted, the new media themselves were open to a fake and manufactured aura, which a capitalist culture industry might develop for a sales effort equally functional for the advertisement of movie stars, merchandise, and fascist regimes. Since Benjamin anticipated this last objection, which relates to the industrial manufacture of fake artificial aura, it becomes clear why he attributed only a negative destructive function to the capitalist use of the new mechanical media. Footnote 99. Text. Fake aura does not restore vegan traditions. However, not one but two positive alternatives emerge from this thesis. The first reaches back to Benjamin's own concept of allegory. Different interpreters of Benjamin and of allegory stress two major characteristics of modern allegories: their built-in obsolescence and their completion only in interpretation. Footnote 100, text. The work in itself, fragmentary, implies the critical completion and reconstruction which saves its truth content even when